Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Daniel Israel, how are you? Thank you for talking to me. And I can't believe we're talking about a new serious strain. Do we need to worry or not?
We expected to have a new strain because if you're dealing with a population of people that aren't fully vaccinated or largely vaccinated, the behavior of viruses generally is that they mutate, which is why, like, for example, with influenza, we have a different flu vaccine every year for different strains. So I'm not that surprised we have a new strain. And the other thing that's important to understand is it is not necessarily more serious. There's very little evidence at the moment that this new strain has any different clinical implications than the Delta variant. We're seeing the new strain in the NICD has reported it in about 2 to 3% of swabs, but it has been in all the provinces.
So a couple of issues there, Daniel. Firstly, very reassuring to hear from you that it's not something to worry about exponentially worse or anything like that. Why is the press making such a deal of this and whipping up some sort of a furor here that it is just so much more infectious than the current Delta variant?
I remember having this discussion with you about the beta variant when it came to South Africa. And at that point as well, we thought it wasn't more serious and landed up being more serious. But the point is that we still don't have any data as to whether it's more serious or even something to take note of. There are lots of strains the terminology for it from the World Health Organization is a variant of interest, not even of concern at this point. The reason why, I mean, the press has reported that it's more contagious. It's certainly got more mutations on the strain, on the viral lineage than any of the other strains. More change. But then again, like, one would expect there to be more and more change as time goes by. So, you know, the transmissibility of it, look, it is in other countries and they have perhaps seen that it is quite infectious, but I think it's still very, very early in the data. And I mean, I spoke to Prof. Lucille Bloomberg who we all know from the NICD this morning about this, and really it's going to be a matter of seeing whether this thing has any significance, and hopefully it won't. But that's all we know at the moment. We certainly shouldn't be panicking at this point about like a new Delta that's going to spread.
Why the secrecy surrounding this particular variant? Why was it discovered? I think I've read in May already. We're sitting in August and we only hear about it now.
So Simon, again, this is personal opinion, but I think that the NICD in South Africa is really wonderful in that it's very transparent. It's mapping out this virus. It's following it. And when it finds new findings, it reports it. The downside of that is that, you know, the beta variant was reported coming out of South Africa. And one can see that South Africa has been red listed on a lot of the countries in terms of travel and tourism. And yeah. So, you know, I think that when these strains are picked up, the intentions of other countries are not always that noble to go and report it because it has an effect on the economy, whereas one can debate whether ours should be doing the same. But obviously, the integrity of the NICD is that they really are transparent about all of this.
For a little organism that doesn't have a brain, this little COVID-19 virus is like quite smart. It just seems to get worse each time it reinvents itself. How come we're not hearing about strains that have morphed the other way?
Great question. I think that's because of human nature. In other words, we look at our problems. We look at the things we can't, that are going to hold our lifestyle back and our travel back and our business back. We're not that interested in inconsequential changes, but we should be, because if we look at it with fair eyes and we look at strains on both sides, and when they find findings in COVID that are not that newsworthy, they should still be reported, because it helps one to remain balanced on the fact that this is still something that we can get past. And I think you make a very, very important point in that question.
So, Daniel, we're kind of running out of time. I just really do think it bears repeating, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've told us that based on the information at hand currently, we do not have to get ourselves into a panic, and there's nothing to worry about in addition to what we have to worry about now. Would that be a correct summation of what you told me this afternoon?
Absolutely. And at the moment, the data even says that the predominant thoughts, and one can find this online and the NICDs, is that vaccinations will, at the moment, we think will work for this strain too. So if anything, I mean, this strain might come up to prove to be less clinically significant and less clinically significant and responsive to vaccines is actually a better situation. So definitely nothing to panic about at this point.
I am hugely relieved. I'm sure you can even hear that in my voice. Daniel Israel, thank you so much. I was dreading this conversation today. It turned out it wasn't so bad at all. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.